More than one in three women and more than one in four men in the U.S. report having experienced rape, physical violence, and/or stalking by an intimate partner in their lifetime. Domestic violence is rarely reported to police, and only a third of people who are injured during domestic violence incidents will ever receive medical care for their injuries. As Domestic Violence Awareness Month got underway last week, the NOAA Project held a candlelight vigil at the Taylor County Courthouse to honor domestic violence victims. The organization has a series of events planned to continue through the month of October. Joining me in the studio today is Jan Morrison, the Director of Development from the NOAA Project. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to talk about the candlelight vigil for victims of domestic abuse that happened this past Thursday. Can you tell me more about your overall vision for this event and how the vigil honors victims of domestic violence?
We work closely with the Texas Council on Family Violence. It's based in Austin, and they're the ones who compile all of the statistics about domestic violence across the state of Texas. They just released their 2018 data that show 211 Texans were killed by an intimate partner in 2018. So our vigil was all about 211 lives who were lost due to domestic violence. So we held candles, we held flowers, we presented those flowers to a silhouette that represents those individuals who were lost. We actually have a display that is going to be traveling all around town. It's a big board that says how many lives were lost to domestic violence. And surrounding that board are purple flags stuck in the ground. And we have over 200 of these flags so that people can see how many that really is.
Wow. So I gave some of the national statistics in the introduction. Do you have any numbers on instances of domestic violence in this area?
Well, that's the thing about domestic violence is it's not always reported. Mm. People don't always admit that it's happening. What we do know about it locally is that NOAA Project runs a shelter that has 64 beds, and we are running almost at capacity throughout the entire year. And at least a half, usually two-thirds of the residents of our shelter are children at any given time. Our situation is getting worse, so much so that we're actually building a new wing on the building with 8 new rooms that will accommodate 30 more people because we've been at capacity for the last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty amazing. So our population has continued to grow each year. Part of the reason that our shelter population has grown so much is because NOAA Project is part of a group that works with local law enforcement and local medical professionals to identify people who might be in need of our services and to help them reach those services as quickly and efficiently as possible. One thing that we've done is we have a lethality assessment protocol that we work with APD on administering. Anytime APD is called to a scene that could have domestic violence as a mitigating factor, they have an assessment that they perform on the individuals involved so that they can go through a checklist and mark all the things that are happening and show that to a victim and say, according to this assessment, you are at risk of being killed by this intimate partner. By having something that they can actually see right in front of them, it really has made an impact. And that protocol has really increased our shelter population and has increased the number of people who are seeking help.
Wow. So this is an important community outreach. And who are the people that show up? And as long as you've been hosting this kind of vigil, do you see the numbers of the people who are coming? Are they growing?
It fluctuates because for some people, this trauma is still very fresh. Mm. Some people really cannot revisit this level of trauma at this point in their lives. So the vigil gives an opportunity for those who are ready to talk about this issue, to come out and provide some catharsis for them to process this trauma. It also gives us a chance to get out in the community and engage with people and educate members of the community about how pervasive this issue is.
So I understand that you guys are working hard to provide more events and activities to commemorate Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As Director of Development, what is your process for creating these events? Can you give us a sneak peek as to what we have to look forward to this month?
Absolutely. Nothing is secret. We want everybody to be involved in everything we're doing. Our goal is for everything to be mission-driven, and our mission is to empower victims to become survivors. That's our entire mission, is to help people who need help and to help them move into the next phase of their life. And that looks really different for a lot of people. Some people, that means reconnecting with family who live elsewhere. For some people, that means living independently here in Abilene. It really varies, but that's our goal for every single thing that we do. So one of the big projects we have is at the end of the month, October 24th, we're actually as part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's actually Go Purple Day. So even if you can't join us for our special event on the 24th, I encourage everyone in Abilene to wear purple on October 24th to show their support of this issue. But on the 24th, we're going to gather at the Convention Center to celebrate NOAA Project's 40th anniversary to generate revenue that supports these victims who are in our shelter or receiving outreach services. We have special guests. Anyone who's a fan of Bravo reality TV will recognize Taylor Armstrong. She was on the first season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Turns out that all of those reality TV cameras pointed at her revealed that she was actually a domestic violence victim in her own relationship. So throughout the course of that show, it became apparent that she was a victim, and her life took a pretty dramatic turn because of that. And she's going to tell her story to everybody here in town.
Wow. So this is a month-long focus on this issue, but domestic violence affects people all year long. How else do you reach people who may need the support that you offer?
NOAA Project has this great component called prevention. We have an entire team of professionals who go out into the community all day, every day, and they actually teach classes in our local schools. They start with kids as young as 3, 4, maybe even 5 in kindergarten. And they teach kids that hands are not for hurting. They teach kids about self-confidence, about cyberbullying, about healthy relationships, and about all the things that are going to help them avoid violence in their future. But also, it helps kids who are victims feel safe enough to disclose that they are victims. And it's amazing the kinds of relationships that our staff members are able to forge with kids in school, that these kids are really able to open up and go home and say, "Mom, I learned about this place that's safe. We should go."
For any of our listeners that may be interested, how can someone get involved with this mission to serve the community of Abilene affected by domestic violence?
We have several things. We love getting the community engaged. One of the easiest ways for people to get involved is to look at the front page of our website, noaaproject.org. Every month we publish a wish list of things that we need to serve our clients. And it ranges from cereal to deodorant. It could be anything. Last month it was pillows and pillowcases. So check the website and host a donation drive. I encourage churches, social clubs at campuses, and every single organization to just look at that list and organize a drive. Gather everything and bring it to our building. We love to receive such gifts and outreach from the community.
Jan, thank you so much for coming in today and for the wonderful work that you are doing for the community of Abilene.
Thanks for having me.
Jan Morrison is the Director of Development of the NOAA Project. The organization has a month-long series of events planned for the community in honor of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'm Lauren McDonald. This is KACU.